Tonight I would like to give some introduction on the meditation we're about to do and why we're doing it. The humanity is in the brim of self-destruction, as we see that the mentality, collective mentality, is going toward destruction, greed, and selfishness. Not only harmful to themselves, but also to the nature and animals. Now, as I said many times before, I was shown that a female energy in front of my eyes descended on the earth, and intuitively I was informed that this female energy is here because the need is so great. Now, this aspect of God as a female energy, as I said, also will allow the dirt to come to the surface so it can be cleaned. And I knew at that time that the world, the humanity, will have more discord, not because this energy is descended, because this energy would speed up the impurity to come in the surface. Now, I also got intuitively that I will be an instrument to bring this point to people's attention about Divine Mother. Now, God is not female or male, but the male aspect of God is unmoved, just for the sake of understanding, is the base, is when you go beyond the mind and the body and you see nothing but tranquility or beyond tranquility. But the female aspect of God, from the womb of that female, the creation has come to the appearance. Just like a mother that gives a birth to her child, so is Divine Mother, the movement of God giving birth to this manifestation. As much as our path is for self-realization, I also know within my own heart that acknowledging the Divine Mother, particularly at this time, is crucial. And harmonizing with the rhythm of her heart, which is love and understanding, which is empty mind, open heart, and giving hands, and when we bring the female and the male through our understanding, we really end up with a lingam, a full circle of divinity. And we are fortunate to be able to be an instrument of bringing this completion up. Tonight, as we go to our silence of our heart, in the whisper of prayer, we acknowledge Divine Mother. We say, Divine Mother, I acknowledge your energy within myself and your totality as the creation. We take refuge in the understanding that your heart is a heart of love. Now, for those in the world that are not listening and they are oblivious to this heart, they will have a hard time. There will be a lot of destruction and construction. But for us that we have been given the information, all we have to do is to say, Mother, I acknowledge you. And I want to be in harmony with the rhythm of your heart. So let's now start our meditation by being extremely willing to transcend the activity of the mind and going to our heart or our home and find ourselves as the silence. Now we acknowledge the Mother, that infinite energy of the divine love, protection, in our own heart. If that remembrance and acknowledgement takes us into a deep silence, yet we stay unmoved as silence, for the remaining of this meditation, and if we have thoughts coming, we will replace it again with the acknowledgement of the Mother and say, Mother, use me as an instrument of your divine love and harmonize me with the highest way of living. Again, we go back into the silence. and the love we feel in our heart. Whenever we feel a slightest remembrance of Divine Mother, immediately we should acknowledge her right at that moment, knowing that her presence is healing. Even if the world seems to be out of balance, we know that her purpose is very high and perfect. We go back in confidence, trusting our heart that is with the rhythm of the Mother. No matter what we see, what we witness, we have to trust the Mother's perfection in our own heart. We are just a witness, not only of changes that is happening in the world, but also we are witnessing the perfection of the Mother's hand. This is how we become one with her.